and that Yitzchel Samad Aleph, let's again start from the Mishnah. Motzo Gitei Noshim V'Shechur Yavodim Daiteki Matona V'Shoivrim. Now we're talking about a person who found a get. Hareize Lo Yatzir Shani Oima K'suvim Oyu V'Nimlach Aleyim Shaloi Litno. Now, just to explain the first above of the Mishnah, and the Tereshmu brings down as follows. Motza Gitei Noshim, we have a klal, Ein Odom Magdim Paranuse Lenavshe, a person does not write a get and hold it for a rainy day. If he writes a get, he's up to giving the get, and he gives the get. So therefore, the svara chitzayne should be, if I find a get, I should assume that the get was written and given over to the isha. So the svara chitzayne should be, areize yachser, he should return it to the isha. Now there's a problem. The problem is, if this get was given over to the isha, this is a very important document for her, she should have been much more careful. So that the get was lost is epis hasimin that she never got the get. And shani oima ksuvim hoyu v'nimlach aleim shaloi litno. I say that the get was lost. So the reason it was lost is Mestami had written the get. If I can intend to give it to her right away. Then, v'nimlach aleyim, then he changed his mind, shaloi litnom, so now the get, after the hamloche, after the change of mind, so the get doesn't have too much shivish by him. So that's why he lost it. Taisvah says the Ramaschal Ho, Hochi Kama, the third line, V'nimlach Shloi Litnam, Umach Maskein Lechoshes Lishma. Since he changed his mind, so now the get doesn't have any chshivas by him, V'nevat, so it got lost. So that is why, so Motzo, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, Motzo Gitei Noshim, a person found Gitei Noshim, so even though misvore chitzayne, I should assume that the get was given over, but since it was motzah, the zarei is the nefila, arei zeh lo yah, so you shouldn't give it over to the isha, because the rei is the nefila makes me be chayish and yoy meksuvim hoyu, v'nimlach aleyem shaloi litnom, and that's why it got lost, he had changed his mind, decided not to give it. So the Gemara is medayik, taima dinimlach shaloi litnom. So you don't give it over to the isha because he changed his mind. She never was geget. Ha'omatnu, but what is, we have such a scenario, the get was lost, and now he says, give over the get, and he's making a shliach to give over the get, l'shem geirishin. So then it would seem nisnim, you don't give because he doesn't want to give her the get. But it would seem if he wants to give her the get after it got lost, and he'll make her shliach to give over the get, so nisnim, we will give this lost get. Vafilu lizman merube, and afilu, the get was lost a longer period of time. That was just lost. It was lost pretty long. Now the get was found, and he says, give over the get. He's making someone a shli, give over the get to the isha, to be megarish the isha. Remino, frekte gemore, we learned, a mevi get va'ovad imenu. A person brought a shliach, was bringing a get, and he lost the get. So it says as follows, Mitzoy la'al to kosher. If he found the get right away, He has a get. Now we're speaking about a get, not speaking about simonim. We're not speaking about tvias ayin. We're speaking about a get that it says his name, his wife's name, the city where they come from. Hamayvi get va'avadimeno. And he lost the get. Mitzoy laut, and now he finds the get. This is the same get, Yosef ben Shimon, Rochel bas Yaakov. Mitzoy laut. Now the zicha was, the shliach knows he lost the get of Yosef ben Shimon that's being begarish, Rochel bas Yaakov. He finds now a get, Yosef ben Shimon that's begarish, Rochel bas Yaakov. Mitzoy laut, kosher. So give over the get, and you can assume this is the get. Even though there's no proof that this is the get that he lost, but Lidach Gise, most probably it is the get. Mistama, this is the get that he lost. He lost the get and he found right away the get. Mistama, this is the get. Imlav. But what if it was found later? Puzzle. If it was found later, it's possible you can't give over this get. Now, why can't you give over this get? Because Amchayish, maybe another Yosef ben Shimon had a wife, Rochel bas Yaakov. Maybe this is another get. Now, let us just mention there's possibilities and probabilities. Now, perhaps in probabilities, I should declare that Grad, another Yosef ben Shimon, has a wife, Rochel bas Yaakov, and he also wrote a get, and he also lost a get. And the get I'm finding is from a different Yosef ben Shimon. Probabilities, mistama, it's not shriach that such a thing should happen. But let us speak about possibilities. Is it possible that another Yosef ben Shimon had a wife, Rochel bas Yaakov, and wrote a get? Is it possible? Or is it impossible? Impossible? You can't say it's impossible. It could be there's another Yosef ben Shimon has a wife. It's very coincidental, but it is possible. Now, as long as it's possible, now, we are playing around with Isuri Derais. We have no way of being Mevarer the Shaila. The only way we want to give over this get, we want to be Megarish the Yosef, because it's not probable that another Yosef ben Shimon lost a get also. It's not probable. But when we're speaking about Isuri Derais, we are not only Chayish for probabilities, we're speaking for possibilities. It is possible that another person also lost a get. So, Memele, Vimlav Posel. So it says that it's possible. So, Bekitza, what do we have over here? It says if a get is found after Zman Merube, since it is possible, Nezman Merube, that there was another Nefila, that's true, you lost a get here in this market. That is 100% true. But it's possible, in Nezman Merube, there was another person who passed by, and also lost a get, the same name. It's possible. So Memele, we are Chayish, maybe this occurred, and therefore, without any birurim, just assumption, why should I be afraid of such a thing? We will not be matter to give over such a get. So there it says, im lav, if there's a zman merube, that it is possible that this could be another get, you're not allowed to give over the get. That's what it says in the Mishnah Gittin. In our Mishnah it says, Taima de Nimlach, if he doesn't want to get, I assume he doesn't want to be Megarish, but if he wants to be Megarish, you're Megarish to get with Nafilo de Zman Merube. So we have here Astira to Mishnais. Omar Rabbe loy kashe. So Rabbe said, it's no kashe. Kan be mokim sheshayores mitzuyes. tam b'mokim she'ein ha-shayoreis mitzuyeis. That our Mishnah is speaking about the place where this was lost, there are not shayoreis, different caravans which pass by Keseda. So, b'chlal to be chayish for another nefile, since it's not shayoreis mitzuyeis, so then we are not chayish that such a thing occurred. That's very improbable, and something that's very improbable, we're not chayish for it. So our Mishnah is speaking about a mokim she'ein shayoreis mitzuyeis. The Mishnah that says, im lav posel, if you found the lizman behuvitz posel, is speaking about a mokim that was shayoreis mitzuyeis. Number one. Now the Gemara gives a second tonight that this chash, that with chayish, maybe there was another nefila of another get, maybe this is the other get. Afilu b'mokim sheshayores mitzuyois, when are we chayish? V'hu shehuzeku shne Yosef ben Shimon b'ir achas. Afazoi vayit, we're speaking about that in this city that the get was written in, there's another Yosef ben Shimon who has a wife, Rachel bas Yaakov. So Memela, we have here Tarti Lereyes. Number one, in the city that the get was written, there's another Yosef ben Shimon with a wife, Rachel bas Yaakov. One cheshbin that makes this possibility more probable. There's another Yosef ben Shimon with a wife, Rachel bas Yaakov Hurziku. I know that. Number two, and it's speaking about Shayoris Mitzuyes. That means in this mokim where there was a nefila of one get, there are Shayoris Mitzuyes, so it is also that another nefila could occur. There are caravans going over this mokim. This is a well-traveled over place. So just like Reuven, just like one Yosef ben Shimon dropped to get here, it is possible, and Al Kaponin raises the chances of the probability, that another Yosef ben Shimon lost the get. The Masamor says two things. Now, let us just mention these shoshes that we are chayish for when hurziku, shnei Yosef ben Shimon b'irachas, in shayores metzuyis, others say this is adereise dikechshash. That means, min ha-toyre, a person, you don't play Russian roulette, b'isuri dereise. That means I have two tzedodim that are being ma'afshe that this could have occurred. There's two Yosef ben Shimons in this city, and there's Shayoris Mitzuyis. So others say this is Achshash the Araisa. We'll have other Shoshes, there's a Machlokes, if that's Achshash the Araisa, Achshash the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim were Chayish al Kaponim. But over here, others say that Shayoris Mitzuyis, Vahuzakul, this is Araisa the Kirshash. So now again, we have here a Mishnah that says, "Maybe get va'ovadimenu if he did not find it la'alta posel." So the Gemara is saying, "This din that you're not allowed to give over this get who was a foundless man merube." It is speaking about two cases, two tenoim, the shayores mitzuyais, this who's the goshna yaiser ben Shimon that you're not allowed to give it over. That would in our Mishnah it says that if he wants to give over the get, that's speaking about ain't shayores mitzuyes. Oh, we'll see who had then if it's shayores mitzuyes v'lehuzuku. So then you don't have to be chayish. You don't have to be chayish. Everything is possible, but since it's very unlikely, very improbable, so we don't have to be chayish. So the Gemara says, how do we know that what Rabbi said, that it's possible Shayoros Metsuyis, you also need Hurziku Shnayayse Ben Shimon. The Eli Taimba Hoche Kashe the Rabba the Rabba. Or else we will have a problem, we'll have a stir in two members of Rabba. Dahu gite di ishtakach beidine deravune. There was a get that was found in the bezden of Ravune, da vekosev bei bishviri moso dal rochis nara. And the get, it said, that this was written in the city of Shviri, that is al rochis nara. And it said, Yosef ben Shimon, who lives in the city of Shvire. Oma, they found the get. We'll see, Rashi says it's speaking about the Shliach lost the get. And then the Shliach says, I had a get of Yosef ben Shimon that came from Shviri Mos. And so the Shliach said, give me the get. Oma Rav Hune, so Rav Hune said, Chayshinam l'shnei Shviri. So the Rishash says that Rav Hune did not say it beloshin achlote, no beloshin shayla. Do we have to be afraid that there are two Shviri? And we'll see Rashi says it's speaking about, we know clearly in this Shviri, the one Shviri that we know there's one Yosef ben Shimon finished. So, if there is not another Yosef ben Shimon, if there's not another Shviri, we have nothing but to worry about, because we know in this Shviri there's one Yosef ben Shimon. So, but maybe there's another Shviri. So, Mamele, do we have to be Chayish? Va'omalei Rav Chisda l'Rabbe. So Rav Chisda told Rabbe, Poik ayin bo, be ma'ayin d'shayla, Rav Hun is clawing d'shayla, the Lu'urta boy minoch Rav Hun. Rav Hun is going to ask you tonight, he's going to ask you d'shayla, do we have to be afraid for Shnei Shviri? Nofak, so Mamele, so Rabbe had a task in front of him, so he had to be mevara d'shayla, are we chayish for Shnei Shviri? We don't know about it. We chayish. Nafak dog va'ashkach. So he went out and he found a Mishnah. This Nan, we learned in a Mishnah, kol ma'ise bezn arei ze yachsa. Now let us just stop for 1 minute and let us say what this Mishnah is telling us and then what Rabbe derived from this Mishnah. Kol ma'ise bezn. We'll say the way Rashi says Pshat in the Mishnah. Kol Ma'ase Bezdin means like this. A shtar was brought to Bezdin, that Bezdin should be Mekayim the shtar. Now, this Mishnah is a Mishnah in Shnayim Oichsin. It's a Nezikin Dike Mishnah. It's not an Ebenezer Dike Mishnah. It's a Nezikin Dike Mishnah. Now, so let us be Megash. What is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us as follows. Mishnah is telling us, I found the shtar. The shtar, it says, the Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. That's what it says in the shtar. And also says in the shtar that the shtar was brought to Bezin, and Bezin was Mekayim the shtar. That means that the shtar was written through two Edim Sheirim, and it's a kosher shtar. Now, but let's go a little further. The Mishnah is telling us, the Bezdin said it's a kosher shtar. But the Mishnah is telling us, now we have to figure out something. If this shtar was brought to Bezdin to be Niskayim, was there alvo, yes or no? The zikha was alvo. If the laver wrote the shtar, and he didn't borrow money yet, he would not bring the shtar to Bezdin. He wrote a shtar, and he would not bring it to Bezdin. If the shtar was brought to Bezdin, so we have a raya that the malva received the shtar. The malva received the shtar. So that means, in other words, there was a halva, the malva received the shtar. Now, let us just learn this Mishnah the way Shmuel learned this Mishnah to avoid problems. Shmuel says, Loi chashina lepigoyim. That means if it was ever paid back, the loiva would have torn it up. So fine. So now, what do I know? So that stage, that there was a halvo, and there was a pigoyim of the halvo, that is, ich don't have to worry about. Loi chashina lepigoyim. Fine. But what, so what do I know when I look at the shtar? I see the shtar was niskayim, so I see from this that the malva lent the money, because the only one who's mekayim the shtar is the malva. So from this shtar I see the malva lent the money, there was a halva. I see there was a halva. So the Mishnah says, so kol ma'ase bezen, if you find the shtar, you see there was a halva. So you don't have to worry about cost of lil voice for loy lover. See there was a halva. So if there was a halva, hare ze yachse. So give it back to the malva. Give it back to the malva. And again, we mentioned that maybe the loy paid back. No, lechashin lepigoy. Fine, hare ze yachse. Now, so we give it back. We give back the shtar. The shtar says that the malva was Yosef ben Shimon, and Yosef ben Shimon lent money to Chaim ben Baruch, we'll give it back to Yosef ben Shimon. Right, that's what it says in the Mishnah. This is a part of the Mishnah. Now, but Rabbi went a step further. Voy beidine de Ravune, bechimokim shashayores metzuyis dobi. Now, the Mishnah said a maise bezden. Now, the maise bezden, speaking about a bezden bisman, the Mishnayis, and Rabbi says, we can see what a bezden looks like from the Beidin Nedarafune. A bezden is a very busy, bustling place. People come to bezden to be Mekayim Shtoros for the entire. Bezden is a busy place. Now, it said in the Mishnah that if I find a shtar that Reuven, Yosef ben Shimon lent $100 to Reuven ben Baruch, I'm gonna go over to give it to Yosef ben Shimon. Now, maybe there's an, I know of one Yosef ben Shimon. Maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon. Or maybe there's another city that is a Yosef ben Shimon. How could the Mishnah say, we're speaking about a Beis Din, that people come from all over, and the Mishnah says, Areze Yachse, you don't have to bat an eyelash. How can I give it to the Yosef ben Shimon I know? And he's gonna, maybe another Yosef ben Shimon lent to Reuven ben Baruch. And there's possibilities. There's a lot of traffic in Beis Din. So how do you know this? What right do I have to return this to Yosef ben Shimon? That was Rabbi's kasha. Every bezden has this problem. It's shayores metzuyes. We're talking about a metzia. I found a lost shtar, and I'm assuming I give it to. We're not talking about some hareza yachsa. I just look up the name, the city. I give it over to him. Inshallah, Mal Yisrael, and I don't bat an eyelash. Maybe there's another city with another person in such a city with the same name. So I see that was Rav Huna Shaila, Rav Huna Klada Shaila, in Gittin, that I found the get of that was written in Shviri. So Rav Huna said, but maybe there's another Shviri. How can I be Megarish and Ishu with such a get? Maybe there's another Shviri. So Rabbi said, so how do you learn Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Arei ze yachse. It doesn't say more than that. You don't have to take a map, and you don't have to find out if there's another city in it. You go, give it, you know this city, you know the Yosef ben Shimon, agutato. Even though the Sheyores Metsuyis. For Beidine de Ravuna de Chimokim Sha Sheyores Metsuyis Domi. V'kol kaposhet Rabbe de yachse. So now let us just, so what did the Gemara come to a conclusion now? So the Gemara, we have now a stira in Rab. We had a kasha, and our Mishnah says, if the Baal says that He lost his get, give it over to the Ishi, give it over. The Gemara asked Akashim, we learned of a maybe get, and he did not find it la'alta, you're not allowed to give over the get, because maybe this is another get, we're chayish, maybe this is another get. So Rabbi said, you know what, when you're chayish, that shayoras metzuyas, the shayoras metzuyas, we're chayish for a second nefila, and therefore you give it over. So now, here Rabbi said, that in a place of shayoras metzuyas, even though there could be a second nefila, you're not chayish for another Yosef ben Shimon. And here he said, you're not allowed to give it over. So the Gemara says, so al kochach, Rabba holds there are two tnoim that you need in order not to give it over. One, you need shayores mitzuyis, and another, you need hurziku. That's what the Gemara said. That's what Rabba said over here, even though he didn't mention it. But that what Rabba said over here, that Mishnah that says, that if it's not la'alta lo'yachzer, so Rabbi said that by shayores metzuyis lo'yachzer, that's dafke by hurziku shnei Yosef ben Shimon. Because here we see Rabbi himself said, in a place of shayores metzuyis, you're allowed to be marzer. So kocher deyens lo'yachzeru. That was the case of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, do we have to clear, is there another shviri? Do we have to clear for another shviri? Don't we have to clear for another shviri? So here, so Rabbi said, even though it's Shayos Matrish, you don't have to clear. So we come to this Hagdore, that Rabbi is telling us there is only one time we have to clear. If there are two factors, there's Shayos Matrish, that means there was a possibility of another Nefila. And it's also speaking about Huzaku. I know there are two Yosef ben Shimons that are married to two Rochel Bas Yaakov. So Memele, in such a case, we have to clear. But if we do not have these two factors, we can't be Meikel. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Ovad Rabbe Uvde Beikisne de Pumpedise Kishmaite. And Rabbe himself Paskin La Loche by a Beikisne Beikisne de Pumpedise Kishmaite. What does that mean? It's not even going to have two Malchim. Ike Damri. What does Beikisne mean? Heche de Mizavne Kisne. That was a place where it was a wholesale place. They sold flax. So there was a mokim of Shayores Mitsuyes, and Rabbi was Marzer again. So Vuhu Shaloi Huzako, because it was speaking about, it was Loi Huzak Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. Av Al Gav de Shrichin Shayros. Even though by kisne mokim the mezavni kisne shrichin shayros afal pikein veike damri heiche de toru kisne heiche de toru kisne vaafal gav de huchseku de lo shrichin shayros. By kisne means a place where they soak flax, so there's not shayros metzuyes, and there we're speaking about huchseku. But there was an afila of a get from one Yosef ben Shimon, but since it's not Shayores Metzuyas, I don't have to clear for another nefila. Another get fell. So if I don't declare that another get fell, so even though Sunsa Kushna Yosef ben Shimon, I don't have to worry about it. Now let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi, Ha'omar Tnu Achsho, the Mishnah we can be Medaik if he said Tnu, Noisnim Mafilu Nimso Lizman Merube Mishenofal. Even though it was found much later. Blechashinon Shemo Get Acharu. I'm not chayish, maybe it's another get, shemayseim shavim, meyodam achenofo. I give this get without any birurim. It's Yosef and Shimon and Rochel Bastos, and I don't have a chayish of the another get also fell here. Matzah, so the Gemara says, it says, Nitzazoy, Matzah, La'altam, Hosam, Meforish, what's the title, Alta, Kdei Shetavo, Shayora, Betishra, the time it takes for a Shayora to pass by and rest there. B'toich kach, that's called La'alta. Before that time passed. B'toich kach, Lekal, L'mayma, M'shayora, Sh'ovra, Sham Nofel, it fell from the new Shayora, Sh'lishor, Shia, Shetachna, there wasn't a Shia, Shia, that I should be afraid that they fell from the second Shayor. Vafilu b'mokim, so the Gemara says, Vafilu b'mokim shashayore shayore metzuyais, you also need husiku. Lav rabbe kamasik, Rav is not saying this, ala Gemara de kamala. The Gemara is saying this, that he oma rabbe, that what Rabbi says, Shayoris Mitsuyois, we will not return it. The whole shash is only that in this year that the get was written, I know clearly that there's two men that have the same name, and their wives have the same name also. The Eloi Teima Hochi, the Rabbi Talta Boy, if you won't say that the Rabbi holds you need two factors in order not to return it, Tashe the Rabbi the Rabbi, Beidine the Rabbi. There was a mice, a get was found in the Bezen of Rabbi, the Bemokim Shuyeshe Bidon. That's in the Mokim Abezen. Everyone came to Ravuna. It was a very populated place. It's equivalent to Mokim Shesheyores Metsuyas. There are many people coming there. So Ravuna asked Chayshinon Lishnei Shviri. So yes, the Shaila. Someone came, va'omar mimeni nofal. A shliach came. He said, I lost this get. Uplaini hoya mishalche li'ishtoi. And Uplaini sent it to his wife. V'yoidim onu, and we knew, she'ein shom b'shviri shnei anoshim sheshmaiseyim shom. That I know clear. There's no two people in Shviri, there's no two people that have the same names and the wives the same names. So that's clear. So if you're not chayish for another Shviri, there's nothing what to clear. In Shviri, there's one Yosef ben Shimon, this is the get, and we'll give it back to the shliach. So Rafuna said, "Chayshinu shem shviri acheres yesh. Maybe there's another shviri. V'yesh po Yosef ben Shimon acher. There's another Yosef, and in that other shviri there's another Yosef ben Shimon. Do we have to be chayish? Maybe. I don't know. But is it something? It's possible. Do I have to clear for such a possibility?" Omale Rav Chisda la Rabbi Garcina. So Rav Chisda told Rabbi, be mevara de shayla. So Rabbi was mevara de shayla. Kol maise bezn areze yachsa. Kol milse de osa. Now Rashi, the first half of Rashi is going to explain the Mishnah. The second half of Rashi is going to explain the comparison that Rabbi made from our Shaila to that Mishnah. But let's see the first half of Rashi. Kol Maise Bezden Areze Yachse. Kol Milse De Osa Le Bezden Le Kayim. Something that was brought to Bezden for Kiyim. the lekel, and what is the maile if it was brought to Bezdin lekayim? The lekel lemeches lenimlach aleim shaleilitna. I can be assured that this shtar that was written was zicha given over. Because if it was nimlach aleim shaleilitna, it never would have been brought to Bezdin to be mekayim. Harei ze yachser, and so the din is that you return it to the name that it says on the shtar. Period. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now Rashi says the case that happened in the Bezdin, the get, v'ze mekuyim bebezdin hoyo. This get was mekuyim bebezdin. Ulekach huvosham. That's what this get was doing there. This get that was found in the bezdin of Ravuna. What was it doing there? It was brought to the bezdin of Ravuna to be niskaya. So this is also a maise bezdin. So the pashtus of Rashi is, so all the mailas that we have, the Mishnah speaking about a get, about a shtar choyv. The Mishnah says a shtar choyv that was niskayim. So you don't have to worry about that it was nimlach aleim shaloi litnam. The kiyum is megala to us that it was given over. So memela, so therefore you give it over to areize yachzer. So Rashi says, this get was mekuyim bebezn. So the pashtus of Loshna Rashi means all the choshes which are taken away with the kiyum of a shtar choyv, so all these choshes are also taken away with the kiyum of a get. We will see in Tosfos that the comparison is very difficult to understand. But let us go further. Kishmaite. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Paskin Amaisa Kishmaite, the Be'inin Tarti, that you need two factors before you will not return. V'hoche Chodohu Da'aboy, and in this Maisa of Be'kisna, there's only one factor, V'achshere, and therefore he said you can return the get. Now with Be'kisna, now we have two mahalchim what Be'kisna means. Others say Heched the Mizavni Kisna, the Shayores Mitzuyes Shom Lovoi Veliknois. It's a place where flax is sold, and there is a large amount of people that come to purchase the flax. Va'ahadre, and Rabbi was marzah to get mishum v'yichuzeku shnei yosef b'shimin b'ir shenichtabo. Even though it was shayores metzuyes, but it's v'yichuzeku. V'loi chayshin in loyma yesh ir achere sheshmo kezu. That means kozman it's not huzik. Shoshes, there could be a lot of shoshes. But we are not chayish for another year. As I said, was Husik. Vika Damri, Eich de Toru Kisne, Bemea Mishra, Shom Nimsage. O Maish Kishmaite, Shehusiku, Shne Yeser Ben Shimon, Boise, Yershe Nichtabo. Vaachere, and he was Machere, the Bemokain, Shenimsa Boy, Loihoyu Shayores Mitsuyas. There weren't Shayores Mitsuyas. Now, let us just see the second Tosfos on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, which is very much Negeya Utipshat. Nofak Dok Ba'ashkach Kol Maise Bezden Arei Zeyachs Perish Rashi Dahu Gita Avekosev Bei Hempik. Rashi says clearly this get had a Hempik. Uposhit Shapir Mimas Nisim. The Maise Bezden Yachser, some Mele, Rabbe, Agavurche, Rabbe said, Maisa Bezdin is a Mokim Sheyorish Metsuyis, but let's, so we have a Limud Noise. But the Etzim Halochim of Yachzer, you learn out from this Mishneh, that since there was a Hempik on the Get, so that is the Halocha, if it is a Hempik on the Shtar is returned to the Malbit. So see it, since here there was a Hempik on the Get, so you also return it. Now, Ach, Masha Pirish, but Rashi threw in a, there's a problem here. Shenofal min hashliach. Rashi said over here, the first Rashi says, Shabaechel of Anein, the woman of many Nofal, a plainer, a Mishal Chalishta. Rashi says over here, that a shliach lost the get. The kosher, limkei mamoyel ahenpik, kivin shaloi bo liyat ha'isha dayin, bim yeshlochosh lenimlach boloi henpik, ochenami yeshlochosh lehenpik. So Tosfos asks a moiridike kasha, and let us appreciate the kasha. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah called Ma'ase Bezdin Yachzer? The chiddush of the Mishnah is, the base of the Mishnah is built upon. You find a shtar, and the shtar it says, Luvin borrowed $100 from Shimon. That does not mean there was a halvo. When will you know that there was a halvo? There was a hempik on the shtar. That means that Shimon got a hold of the shtar. Shimon went to Bezdin. Now I know there was halvo. Now give it to Shimon. From the hempik, I know that from the hempik, I know that Shimon lent the money. Without the hempik, could very well be that Shimon never lent the money. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Like Tosfos, we have here a shliach lost a get. Now, how does the henpik, now, if you need, you're comparing, I need a Ma'ase Bezdin, so let's be elah. Without the Ma'ase Bezdin, before the henpik, if there wouldn't be a henpik, I find the get. So what will you tell me? Do you give it to, before anything, I find the get. Will I give it to the shliach? Say, no, maybe nimlach. Now what's the nimlach? The Baal gave over the shliach a get. Decided it'll be mevatel the get. I mean, it can happen. The Baal can be mevatel the get. If I need a hempik to ensure me that the Baal was not mevatel the get, that means I'm comparing, Rashi was comparing a get to a shtachoy. Just like a shtachoy without a hempik, I'm chayish for nimlach, maybe because of lilvois, the nedayim loylova. So here, if there will have been a hempik, maybe the Baal gave the shlich the get, he decided, it was mevatel the get, he decided not to give over the get. Like Tosfos, if there is such a chash, so how does the hempik help the situation? So Mehechi Taisi that the Baal wasn't the battle to get. It means if Rashi is comparing a get to a shtar choy, and you need this hempik to ensure there wasn't a nimlach, so the nimlach by a get would be that the Baal was a vatal to get. He gave it a shliach, and I'm afraid of nimlach. So I'm afraid maybe the Baal was a vatal to get. So how does the hempik help the situation? That is Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Dim kein, ach ma she pirish, she nofal min ha-shliach kosha. Dim kein ma moyo la-hempik, kivin shloi bo liyad, so ma moyo lehempe, kivin shloi bo liyad isha dak, the shliach has the get. Dim yesh lochush le nimlach bo loy hempe, if without the hempe, then Rashi understood, don't give it back to the shliach. Maybe the Baal was mevatel the get. Och enami yesh lochush lehempe, I feel there is a hempe. What does the hempe mean? it's a kosher shtar. But she never got the get. So still a mocking for, there's still a mocking for bittul get. Kasha number one. Vesu de baalei mekayim gita. The whole thing doesn't make sense. How could there be a hempik on a get? Who was mekayim the get? The baal isn't mekayim the get. Ish is mekayim the get. Now Rashi said the shliach lost the get. So Rashi compared the case in our Gemara to the Mishnah of a Maise Besen of a Shtar Chayiv, and just like over there, the Hempik takes care of the problem of Nimlach. See, also the Hempik takes care of the problem of Nimlach, and then, now Rabbi went a step further. I was with the Shtar Yosef Ben Shimon. Oh, not Chayiv. Okay, that was Rabbi's Tiktor, even though she was Mitzvah. But the basic comparison that Rabbi, that Rashi said that Rabbik, that the case of get is similar to that Mishnah, that there's no shash of Nimlach because of the hempig. That is very difficult. The Yeshloim. So Tosfos is Chilek on Rashi. Tosfos makes the story completely different. The Ikos of the Hempik. If we will say that this get had a Hempik, Mairi Shenofal Minesha, then we can compare the case of that happened in the Bezdin of Ravune, Mamish to the Mishnah. So the case is as follows. The cause of the hempik, Mairi Shenofal Min Ha'isha. The Isha lost the get. V'shay Eles, and V'shles Oisei Ha'isha, V'oimere Shu Shalom. The Isha is coming now. She says, I lost the get. The get was given to me. You know why you know the get was given to me? Because there's a hempik on the get. The Baal never writes hempik on the get. From the hempik, you see that the get was given to me. And this is my get. So give me the get. I can prove that I'm the get. So this is mamish, a similar case to a malve that's coming to ask, give me the shtar. I lent him the money. You know, I lent him. There's a hempik on the shtar. So I made the hempik. So kochoch, the shtar was given over to me. So give me the shtar. And Rabbi was poshit, the yagza, you give it to her. Now Rabbi went into another shtar, but maybe there's another Rochel Bas Yaakov. Maybe there's another Rochel Bas Yaakov. There's another Shviri. V'loi chashinon shemim mishakeres mishakeres nofo. Af agav sheshiyores metzuyit. Even the Lehuziku, Kemoi be Maise Bezdin. That was Rabbi's Tiktoire. He says, every Maise Bezdin, you also have the same problem. When I find a star that woman bought 100,000 from Shimon, and there's a hempik, I give it to Shimon. Maybe there's another Shimon, maybe there's another Shviri. Kemoi be Maise Bezdin, the Yasa. Vafa gab the shtakech be Bezdin, Shasha Yoris Mitsuyit. So that's not the story that Rash, if you want to compare the cases, Mamish to the Mishnah, it should be similar like a glove. It's speaking about, just like over there, the Malva wants back the Shtar, here the Isha wants back the Get, and I have a Raya that the woman got the Get because the Hempik was written on it. The shayl is, I am a chayish for another rochel bas yakim, another shviri. The imayri shashliach shayloi legarish esa isha. If it is speaking about the way Rashi says, that the shliach, it was not given over, and the shliach is asking to give the get, yesh loima, so then it's not talking about a hempik, like also by hempik, Moichiach shnami shapek, even the maise bezn yarzel, loichashina le nimlach, even shekosov bayepek. Just like a Maise Bezdin, you know, Chayesh Vanimla. It's the Shekin Vade Nasa Ovo. The Loivele Mekayim Shtolk, the Mina Kama de Pilke. But Hashina Nami Shemo Meachem Nofal. Oh, so let's be afraid, maybe it fell from another Shemin. I forgot the Sheos Mitzuski. But who's the cook? Vagit, Vahigita Nami Dishtakach, the Shliach Shoyel again. So the here the Shliach is Shoyel again. Loishayech Lameimanim Lachi, you don't need a hempig. Even Shaget Beyad HaShliach. When we're talking about the Shliach as Ashtar, Shliach is that he was a Shliach. Then Yochel Levata Laget, Shalei Bifnei HaShliach, you Bechlal Tzad Shayech Nimlach. Because it says in HaShaleich, you're not capable of being Mavata Laget, Shalei Bifnei HaShliach. So Memele, so a Get Beyad Shliach is equivalent to a hempi. Just like by a hempik, it's not shaykh nimlach, a get biyat shlich, it's not shaykh nimlach. By nechesh kemoy kain, shemo meyacha nofal, I will let's be afraid, maybe it fell from someone else. Avagav de shayos mitzuyos, given the loyhuzikul, since it wasn't